USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Avoiding immediate involvement in a potential political controversy, the Supreme Court announced Friday that it would not promptly address the issue of whether Donald Trump enjoys broad immunity for actions taken during his presidency. The court, without providing commentary, rejected special counsel Jack Smith's request to bypass the standard appeals court procedure and swiftly address the significant question. According to the flight tracking site FlightAware, there have been slightly over 2,400 air delays and over 60 cancellations reported today. Considering it's Friday and Christmas is Monday, this is being deemed a fairly smooth start. The Christmas holiday weekend arrives, but with the added specter of war in the Holy Land, Ryan Daniels has more.
Israeli forces were beginning to slowly push into central Gaza Friday, with heavy artillery bombardment and airstrikes reported. Since the October 7th murder of more than 1,300 Jews at the hands of Hamas terrorists in Israel, the death toll for Palestinians has topped 50,000 amidst the IDF's retaliatory invasion.
The U.S. and Russia have found common ground on a particular issue. Both nations opted to abstain from voting on a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza. It did receive approval with a 13-0 vote, accompanied by the two abstentions. Tomorrow is Super Saturday. Over 140 million individuals are anticipated to engage in Christmas shopping. The National Retail Federation predicts that all those people will be seeking last-minute gifts.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget. No.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit. Who cares?
37% of Super Saturday shoppers plan to finalize their online purchases and venture to physical stores to ensure timely delivery of their gifts under the tree. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
President Biden is granting clemency to almost a dozen nonviolent drug offenders. He mentioned that these 11 individuals are currently serving sentences that are disproportionately lengthy, and if charged today, they would be eligible for lower sentences. According to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. This marks a decrease from the previous year when 20% of listed homes were considered affordable. The study examined listings in the top 97 metropolitan areas in the country. Los Angeles commuters have grappled with flooded streets and a number of collisions due to intense overnight downpours. Flood watches across Southern California are scheduled to end early this afternoon. In Arizona, heavy rains have begun affecting various areas, and the Phoenix metro area is currently under a flood watch until early Saturday morning. American auto dealerships operating under the Ford Motor Company don't all appear to be buying into electric vehicles. The auto giant says half of its dealers in the U.S. still have not committed to making investments in electric vehicles. Ford says there are nearly 1,600 of its dealerships which say they will stick with selling only internal combustion and hybrid engine vehicles in 2024. Preparing for its 70th launch off Florida's East Coast, SpaceX is gearing up to send another set of Starlink Internet satellites into low Earth orbit overnight from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. That launch is set for 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.